This is KCUR 89.3. Most of the seeds and chemicals used to grow the world's crops come from a handful of big companies, and the largest of those is trying to get even bigger. But as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, the prospect of fewer large companies controlling so much of the basic food supply is giving some farmers and antitrust advocates heartburn.
If you're looking for a Midwestern farmer this time of year, you need to climb into a combine.
Mark Nelson, whoop, watch your head. There you go. You want ready for a ride?
Yeah.
Mark Nelson here says he's working 16-hour days, 100-hour weeks, harvesting corn and taking care of his cattle. He says he hasn't had much time to think about the huge companies he relies on for seed and chemicals joining forces.
If I wanted to spend all my time worrying about that, I don't think I'd get any work done. My mind would be a mush, you know. So.
Like most farmers, Nelson is getting squeezed. He's paying three times more for seed than he used to, while his corn sells for less than half what it brought 4 years ago.
That's a challenge. You're not going to be in the black, let's put it that way.
Farmers aren't the only ones stressed by low commodity prices, though. Seed industry consultant Bud Hughes says the massive companies that supply farmers are hurting, too.
And so to be cost effective, they've got to look for cost synergies. They've got to look to become a lower cost provider and find efficiencies in their research engines, find efficiencies in their cost of goods, et cetera.
And to do that, agrigiants are pairing up like teenagers at a dance. German company Bayer is trying to merge with Monsanto, the world's dominant GMO seed company. Bayer is known for its aspirin, of course, but it's a leading pesticide company and holds some very successful genetic seed trait patents. Dow is trying to hook up with DuPont. Both companies have enormous agricultural divisions. Then there's ChemChina, which is trying to buy the Swiss biotech giant Syngenta.
It's scary. It's not good for the farmer.
Clyde Sylvester runs Sylvester Ranch Seeds, a business surrounded by corn and soybean fields in Franklin County, Kansas. He licenses genetic technology from the big companies to use in his own seed brands.
I mean, when you look at it, the world's food supply is going to be controlled by, what, three companies?
The proposed biotech mergers are setting off alarms in Washington, too.
I'm afraid that this consolidation wave may have become a tsunami.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley called a hearing on Capitol Hill where company executives defended the merger. Monsanto's chief technology officer, Rob Fraley, testified that biotech companies are racing to keep ahead of climate change, pesticide-resistant weeds, and the population explosion. To do that, he says, they need to spend big on science.
Because the solutions we need can only come if companies can embrace new technology, if they can increase their investments and accelerate R&D. And that's why you're seeing this latest round of mergers across our industry.
But Diana Moss disagrees.
The proposed mergers could well increase prices for biotechnology, eliminate choices for growers, slow down innovation, and raise food prices to consumers.
Moss heads the American Antitrust Institute and opposes a system where three companies could control four out of every five corn seeds sold in the world.
That this isn't only happening in agricultural biotech. It's happening in many other sectors. I mean, we have a sort of an epidemic of declining competition in the U.S. and internationally. We have major sectors dominated by just a handful of firms, two, three, maybe four firms.
Look at telecommunications, health insurance, even grocery stores. Regulators will likely force merging agricultural companies to sell off parts of their businesses. That could create openings for competitors. So, in theory, could the next generation of biotech farming. But for the near term, it seems likely that an industry tasked with feeding more and more people will likely be controlled by fewer and fewer companies. Frank Morris, Harvest Public Media.